Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You are listening to Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with your host T and Mike on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Allen slinging it towards the end zone. It's caught. Beasley for the touchdown.
It's in the DNA.
Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. T, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's sunny, and yeah, it's nice. I'm just grateful to be here. Thankful to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
Enjoying the ambiance of your feng shui. Yes, sweater to hat ratio.
Oh, thank you.
I like that.
Thank you, Michael.
If you ain't know where you was, man, listen. It's right here, first of all, but let me let you in on a little secret. Our mic, that's T, anywhere we at. We in the place to be, shop 143, and this right here is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
Go Bills.
You heard it. Go Bills. What's up, everyone? Like Mike said, we are chilling. This is another episode. Actually, this is episode, and I keep saying what episode this is, but this is episode 347.
Wow. You got the right? number? That's
yeah.
crazy. Wow.
347. So, I mean, we're moving along. We're moving up there, you know? We've been doing this thing for a long time.
I remember episode 67.
Yes, but we're gonna get into we're gonna get into the off season, and that being the off season, me and Mike take things a little light. We know there's still, you know, Buffalo Bills news, but after the Super Bowl, Mike and I are only gonna be doing pods twice a month. So it's gonna be the beginning of the month and then the middle of the month. So we'll still be doing pods. We'll still be dropping an episode, but it won't be every week. It'll be every other week. So not to burn ourselves out and not just to give you guys just episodes, just to get episodes.
We've done BS. That. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
BS. And we don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You
know. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to do in the off-season.
Because on a real off-season like that, for real off-season, when there's literally nothing going on,
yeah, and the creativity, trying to find stuff to talk about and, you know, all right. of that, and then started repeating yourself constantly, and
right.
we don't want to do that either. I mean, me and Mike have grinded for the last 2 years every week, haven't taken a week off, so we decided this year, I think we're good when it comes to our listenership, and we said we're going to do this every other weekend because we deserve it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you guys have been with us for a minute, and we appreciate you guys. So this is what we're doing. Not that we're going away. I know you still want to see our pretty faces. But we're just, you know.
You'll just yearn for us in the middle of weeks.
When we
That's
come
my
back.
Yearn hand. If that makes sense when I say yearn and my hand go like that, yearn.
Okay. So yearn hand? Gotcha. So... That being said, the Buffalo Bills officially agreed to sign Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator. I'm not going to lie. You know, I still had mixed feelings about Joe Brady and him being the The OC.
what you mean? What's the?
I always wanted. I just wanted someone else, in the room. I wanted kind of an older OC. And Eric Bieniemy, I think, is still. Could he be called?
No.
I would. Here, hear me out.
He has to loved to pick up his house phone. Hello.
I would have loved to see Eric Bieniemy with Josh Allen, because you've seen him with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
So I would have loved to see that combination if he could have pulled something else out of Josh. And I know Andy Reid is a part of that too. So
because we didn't see all of what Joe Brady has to offer, right? Like you said, he was working with the playbook we already had, just attacking in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
This is our opportunity to really see Joe Brady in his totality.
Right.
Right. So I think as far as like a business standpoint, he's earned that right.
No, for sure.
He's earned that right to present what he has to offer.
I'm with you. I don't know. The Bills hire within, so I think that was just, the ultimate goal is just to have somebody from the already there, mm-hmm. to step in and take that role.
Yeah, I would just love for them.
Huh?
My level up hands.
Your level up? So then now that Joe Brady has stepped up, because he was the quarterback coach, now they have to find a quarterback coach. Now they had, Thab, where is he at? Thab Lewis. You remember Thab Lewis that used to be the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills when we had all these quarterbacks in here at one time?
I do remember Thab, yeah.
So he's a quarterback coach for the Bucks. So they had him in here. They just had Brian Johnson in here as well, a former Eagles OC. So they haven't made an announcement if they're going to hire any one of those two. So they're still in search for a quarterback coach.
Okay.
What else happened? Yes. Eric Washington is gone. He's the DC. He went to the Bears as the offensive coordinator over there. He won't be calling plays, but he's over there with Edmonds.
Yeah.
Jermaine Edmonds. Mm-hmm. So he's back over there. We have someone that says, hello, Christopher. Hello. Thank you for stepping by.
Also, what happened? A new defensive coordinator.
Yes. My guy. Bobby Babich.
Did you happen to read his discography?
His dad, he comes from a long lineage of some people.
He's created some dogs along the way.
Did you see he was a safety coach?
Yeah. And then that year, they went to the Pro Bowl or whatever, first team. And then he did Milano and he did Bernard. And it's like, this dude has developed.
This is why we didn't want him. I didn't want him to go.
Oh, no.
I didn't want him to go, because the way he molded Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, Poyer was all pro. Micah Hyde, I want to say second all pro. The way he molded those guys, just imagine if he was still, and I think he's still going to be in, of course, in that when it comes to Bernard, it comes to Williams. Just imagine,
I know. And I'm so excited for to be able to see Milano and Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
To have two linebackers who are like scientists back there, be able. In our minds, we already know who our linebackers are. That's amazing.
And now we need to go get a linebackers coach. And John was saying, Luke Kinklinky, I can never pronounce his name.
Clucci,
that's Kinklinky, whatever. Sorry. Clucci. No, it's not that.
Coochley?
No.
It's Coochley.
I'm just going to take it out. Clinkly. I think it's Clinkly. Something like
where
that.
Where is the clink? Ain't no ink in that. That's Coochley.
Mm-mm. We're just going to move on. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Anyway, they need to find a linebacker. Coochley. It's Coochley. Thank you, John.
Oh, okay. What'd I say?
It's Coochley. It wasn't that. Don't say that again.
I don't even know what I said.
Oh. Don't say that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's okay.
I was closer than you were.
You were. This is the first.
I know. This is the first because I will botch a name up.
You be in a different neighborhood. Like, I'd be like, I don't even know who lived on
we're
there.
Not going to bring up that man's name.
Because
I cannot say his name.
I'll leave it alone for right now.
To save my life.
Because you are ridiculous.
I'm not even going to say his name. No. But yes, we do need a linebackers coach. And it'll be interesting to see who they bring in. Because I haven't heard anything, unless, John, you have heard something. But I know I haven't heard anything
yet. Neither. Yeah.
But, again, it's the offseason. Let's get into some – let's talk about some games or plays or players. Something that you enjoyed this offseason.
This season?
Yeah, some games.
Like,
or do you want to do here? Okay, let me see. Okay, here you go. Give me one game or games you enjoy watching.
I really enjoyed that Dallas game.
You and I,
that's my favorite game.
Yeah,
that's my favorite game. Oh, and the Kansas City game. Because to see Mahomes lose his shit was great. You know?
A Mahomes we've never seen.
Never seen. Well, we've seen him whine. We never see them, like, lose it. And
We've seen Mahomes. You're right. We've seen Mahomes whine. We have never seen Mahomes, like, rip his shit. Yeah. Like, he was trying to take the referee crazy. Out.
He like the kid that when you take his video game, he put a hole in the wall.
Oh, no, that was my son yesterday, but he ain't put no holes in the wall.
Oh, okay.
He ain't put no holes. He was doing the most, but he ain't put no holes in the wall.
Right. Hey, reciprocate. You know what I'm saying?
Better. Hey, watch yourself.
Where'd this hole come from?
Right? In my chest. Yes, he was. In Carolina, he was underneath McDermott. I mean.
Right.
I would not be mad if he came to Buffalo. Not even that. He also comes here, I think, when they're training camp. He always have him here.
Luke. Also, he's probably already in the talk anyway.
He might be.
We never know.
So, for Chris, he said the Dallas Chiefs and the Steelers games him.
I concur.
I said we didn't even talk about which one. What do we have? Because I just send them to you, and I didn't send you my answers. So I said the Dallas game. I love that game because James Cook, like, was put himself on the map.
Yeah, he put on the show.
Like,
for everyone to see against the big time team.
Hey, Sandra. Good afternoon, Mafia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are ya? Welcome back.
Yes.
So one of the games I liked was that one. Also, I can say that James, when it came to this season, I would have to say he was the one player that kind of surprised me. Like,
I can see that.
We were hoping that he would take that step, but he took a massive step.
Because it was in the talks. We were always. You know, when the trades were moving around, we were like, who we're going to have as running back? Because we did not know. We knew that they were trying to move to have Cook as number one.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know, since a lot of pieces were moving around, were they really going to put the stamp on it? And when they did, we were like, all right, let's see what he got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm with you, too. That was a beautiful surprise for to see him for real, like, take it up so crazy.
Right.
And really display that Georgia running back style. You know what I'm saying? It was really cool.
What's up, Julian?
What's up, Julian?
What's up, Mafia? Yeah, hope everyone is good. Go Bills. Yes, cool. We are. What's up? So I'll say this. So his first year, he had a total of 507. His second year, he had 1,122. He doubled his yards.
More than doubled his yards. That's crazy.
Right?
I mean, that's all you want in a player, for real.
Yeah.
To more than double your progress?
I mean, he was limited snaps last year because we also had Devin Singletary, you know? So, and that's what you want out of your second-year player is to improve. It's to improve.
Side note, Singletary was tearing it up in Houston.
Oh, I know. We couldn't keep him.
It was
about money, and you couldn't keep him.
I knew that he was going to do well over there because it's Singletary. Everybody was saying when he left, but we understood the business side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's like in our next pod, our next episode, is going to be talking about some guys that may potentially be gone off this roster and what this roster is going to look like. You know, and we're not talking about the draft. We're not talking about free agencies. We're just talking about next time we come on, we're just talking about our roster, what it looks like. What's going to happen? Who do we see staying? Who do we want to stay? Who do we want them to just to let go? That Devin Singletary, again, I don't get attached to players, but I can honestly say I was attached to Devin because I don't know. It's something about Devin Singletary. I just love the way he ran. He ran.
He ran like a Buffalo Bill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he was.
Like the mentality that the Bills had, like he embodied it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With his style of play. So
it's just
tough,
like,
but
you know what, Mike? It's like players. Some players embody Buffalo, right? Josh Allen embodies that.
Fitzpatrick. Definitely.
Bernard, the linebacker.
Yes.
Who else? Mitch Morse.
Players that really that
Deion Dawkins
too in the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of players that
not even, you know what? Marshawn Lynch, if he Buffalo. He's Buffalo
He is real, like the Buffalo that you want to see that's really there, that's him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's the one. That one in Devin was the one I was like, man. And when he left and got a Super Bowl, I was just like, Marshawn was too early. If Marshawn was with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's a whole different topic. And Freddie Jackson.
Yes.
Same thing.
Freddie Jackson. Buffalo. No, he doesn't live here. Freddie Jackson doesn't live here. But Thurman Thomas does.
He's a Buffalo Bill. You know, yeah. Thurman Thomas got that casino in
Is he part of that? I know he has a cleaning.
No, he's him. That's
oh, is he? Oh, oh yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I did not know that. Okay. Literally, let it rain.
Yeah.
Flush it out.
Right.
We're going to get into some awards. This is our award show as well. Mike and I are going to discuss some Rookie of the Year, Defensive Players, Offensive Player of the Year on the team, just on this team, MVP, Most Improved, Breakout Player, and then I have a special one. It's just a team award. I had to just recognize this part of the ball because I just think they were outstanding. But you can do yours first, or we can go back and forth. What do you want to do?
We'll go back and forth. Okay. You want to start with the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies first.
Okay. I got Rookie of the Year. I got Dalton Kincaid as the Rookie of the Year. Did you do him too? Kincaid. So I have some stats down here, and I can't. Yeah. Oh, let me see if I can find them. So Dalton Kincaid, my other screen is coming up. Here it is. Dalton Kincaid, where are you, Dalton? He had 73 catches, 673 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's big time. That's big time.
Yeah.
That's big time. Rookie season. You know who I did. Where your hat at?
Oh, God. I hate you.
Yeah. My rookie of the year, if you could read her dunce hat, is no other than Osiris Torrance.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, hands down. The man started every game of this year, and that's tough for offensive linemen. It's amazing. And
yeah.
I got to take my hats off to him. I feel like I need one of these.
You pat yourself on the back?
Yeah, a little bit of that. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
you are so.
Hey, that was my guy from Jump. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's good to see him really just, I mean, he played like that first year.
I'm not going to lie. I thought he was going to hit the rookie wall, and he never did.
He blew through that so crazy. It was just like, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, like it's just great to see the inner workings come to fruition and actually thrive. Like our rookies of the year were a part of that. That mind, that brain baby that they had. You see what I'm saying? So I love that. I love that.
Okay. Our next one is defensive player. And for my defensive player, I said Terrell Bernard. He had 84 tackles and 6.5 sacks. So that one was mine.
Big time. Okay. So my defensive player of the year would be Ed Oliver.
I'm not mad at that. Okay.
Because Ed played a great year. He really showed that the money that they put up for him really was worth it. He was a menace all year. And from what we wanted to see from him, he delivered. So with all that, I definitely got to give him defensive player of the year for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the only disappointment that we would have had, and maybe he ran out of gas because – I know last year they rotated, defensive players in and out. And I know this year they didn't do it so much. So maybe, I don't know, he ran out of steam, whatever the case may be. They have to get it together in the playoffs. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why they.
Yeah, it looked bad in that Kansas City.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sandra, Aaron, yeah, that. Yeah. And keep
earned his keep
money. Yes, he earned his keep and that money for sure. Because I'll tell you, when they signed him an extension, I was like, really?
And he didn't do nothing. Yeah,
but he earned it though. He showed us. We don't know nothing. I'm not a GM.
Look, everybody was we like, oh, I don't really know about that. Everybody like this right now, like.
Okay.
I got nothing to say.
I had nothing to say there. Mm-hmm. So, offensive player of the game, I got James Cook.
Of the year?
Of the year. I got James Cook. I read out his stats earlier. He doubled up this year, tripled maybe, more than doubled up rather. And I just think that now we have, not that we are a run first team. There's an option. There's an option there.
There's a big option.
And that's all us as fans want to see, that there's an option. We're going to air that ball out. Josh is going to air that ball out. That's going to be the first option. But now we have an option to also run. And I love that. I love
that. Me too. I also have Cook.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, cool. I also have Cook. I also pick Cook. What a year. Like we talked about, he more than doubled his performance. And what more can you ask for from a running back? He really solidified us having a run game this year, and hats off to him and his abilities. James Cook.
So, who said something?
Season or
you got it.
Would be tossed up or built up. Okay. Right.
What did he say?
If we don't have a season, definitely got to be Douglas. If we,
you know what? I didn't even think about Douglas.
You know why? Because he didn't play the full season. I'm going on full season awards. But if we had a second half, a Douglas all the way.
I like that, John. Half a season, it would be Douglas. I like that. I mean, because after you called honest, he did come on. He had interceptions after, like, the back-to-back games, he had interceptions. I think he
– Right.
Did he have two in one game or three in one game?
Two.
Something.
He was – in one game.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see. I can see that for sure. Right. I can see that.
I concur.
I like that. I like that. Where are we?
MVP.
MVP. So MVP, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Before we came on to on the live, Mike and I were talking about back in the back. Josh Allen has all the whole season, playoffs included, 52 touchdowns. 52 touchdowns.
Wow.
That's including rushing and passing. I don't even know. Another, what are we doing?
That's huge. That's huge.
That's crazy. But we want to talk about interceptions all the time.
Right. Like, right. That's what I'm saying. Offensively, Shakir for me, Duval. Yeah, that's right, John. That's a good one, too, Shakir for offensive.
Oh, yeah, Shakir.
Yeah, I'm with that. I like that,
I mean,
too,
the crazy thing about
it. He's like your sleeper.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I think I did. Oh, not this one. Oh, did I have a sleeper? Wait a minute. Let me say something. Because I want to say, did I have a sleeper on yours or no?
No.
Okay. Let me go.
We could do a sneaky. I mean, we talk about it right now.
Yeah.
The sleeper, like, that's a sleeper right there. All offense? For sure.
Okay.
Here is definitely a sleeper. Like,
no, he is.
For
he
him
is.
To come out and really shine and be available and catch the balls he has and the yards after the catch, great.
I think everybody's agreeing that Josh is the MVP. Oh,
yes.
My God.
MVP, Josh Allen.
Lord.
I'm in a minority move on from Diggs, draft day one wide receiver. Okay. Since a stud safety to see Micah Spott, resign AJ, Daquan, Shakir, rookie wide receiver, Kincaid, Cook, pick up a younger bruiser, R&B, running back.
You said Scott, R&B, I love it.
I did say R&B. Scott, I'm with you. It's tough about the Diggs part. It's still sore. It's still fresh. I'm not ready to speak on that. I don't know. He's our guy. That's Buffalo. Like,
Diggs is up there.
Diggs is Buffalo. But I like looking for a ready to go wide receiver in the draft, and a bruiser running back. I like both of those ideas. I do.
To be quite honest with you, Scott. He said, thank you for the time, Mike.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm not even in the mindset right now when it comes to the dig situation.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know.
Like, I'll say this, and then we can move back on to the awards. I'll say this. Okay. What I'm not doing this year when it comes to this offseason.
Right.
It was fun last season.
It was fun for a minute.
It was fun. But I am not this season going to be talking about, even though we got our care list that's coming up,
right.
I'm not going to be the whole, what is Diggs doing? What did he say? Did you read his text? That is done. If Diggs want to stay, great. If Diggs want to leave, great. I am.
Right.
Anyway.
Flip
let's.
Coin. I'm not. We're definitely not doing the drama this offseason.
Nope.
I'll be damn. I'm not doing it. I won't.
Nope.
I won't.
But let's move on. Most improved. Did I have my most improved? Yes, I did. Most improved. What did I say most improved? Oh, Ed Oliver. So my most improved with Ed Oliver.
There you go.
That's so, I mean, again, we said the big bucks, whatever. He improved from last year because last year they were trading him.
Yeah. He was gone.
Yeah.
He was gone. He said, listen here. It's either going to be football or them damn horses. It's going to be either one. You know what I'm saying? One or the other, sir.
One or the other. I coach, I can do both now.
No, you can't.
But I prefer.
Only giddy up I want to see is this on the field when you get a sack. That's
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Scott, it's good. You're good. You're good. It Absolutely. Has nothing to do no, with good. You. It's just the offseason last like year.
It was just treacherous.
They ran that to the ground.
Oh, they ran that to the floor.
Yeah, me and Mike said this year we are not,
nope.
We're not participating in it. Again, I got one thing I want to ask for the Clara Careless, but other than that, I'm not. So I had, right. I got. Did I give you this one? I don't know if I did. I got a in.
Oh, did you do most improved?
Yeah. Did you do yours? Oh, okay, go ahead.
My most improved. Is Russo.
Okay.
I think
I'm not mad at that.
Definitely improved. He got leaner, bigger.
Oh, he went like that. I said, yeah. What is that your arm, sir?
Yeah, he's a huge fella. And for him to keep developing and keep moving forward, still having a production in the year, I can only give a kudos to that.
Yeah.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I am not mad at that. I like that. So I got the in.
We got the.
What is
breakout
it?
Now, right?
Yes. Who is your breakout? Because I forgot my breakout. Did I do my breakout? Hold on. I do.
Yeah.
I'm switching back.
Okay. Okay.
So my breakout is. Oh, Terrell, T-Dot, Dotson. Terrell Dotson
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a really
because,
good one.
Because, listen, he was a forgotten player.
Right.
Like, every time he came in, either it was behind Tremaine Edmonds or it was behind Matt Milano, we always was like, oh, my God, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Bobby Babich molded these guys, and he said it. And when Bobby moved up and got the DC as coach, he went on Twitter and praised him and said he believed in me. He was the only coach that believed in, like, wow, the only coach that believed in me. You seen something in me that others didn't see in me.
Wow.
You well deserved. He said, if I could write, you know, a whole book about how this guy deserves this. So, So,
wow.
I love it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
My breakout player for the year would have to be Leonard Floyd.
Okay. I like Leonard
Floyd. He's just a dog. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for him to...
Didn't he have 10 sacks? Did he have 10 sacks this year?
I think he had 10, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But just for him to come and produce, they literally signed him, and I was like, oh, Lord. He's going to tear stuff up. And he did. He did.
Yeah.
He's a part of every play almost, you know, a lot of times. So
even though he injured his foot in the beginning of the season... You know, but thank you. Thomas is always in here.
10.5. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Thomas. What's up, Tom? Yes.
So I like that. I like that breakout.
Yeah,
for sure.
I like it.
So sure. I had to give out an award to the team. More the team. On the offensive side of the ball. And right. When you said Osiris Torrence, I did a hole because fewer pressures on Josh. The O-line played together. First of all, Osiris played every snap.
He
didn't take not a snap off.
No days off.
No days off.
Yeah.
Right. And that's impressive as a rookie. As a rookie.
He just got done eating school lunches. That's huge.
And you know how hard it is coming from. So now that the drafts are coming in, right? They're constantly running, practicing. They got the Senior Bowl. They got combine. They're right. doing all pro days. They're doing it. So they're not taking these days off. They're constantly doing something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got draft, and then you have training camp, and then you have the regular season. And for this guy to play every snap in the NFL and not to have any days off, any snap off, you got to give it to him, right? I had to give it to the whole O-line because that whole O-line played together too.
Yeah, they did.
They played
very well.
They started every game together. They might have not finished the game together, but they started the game together. And that's impressive because us as fans, how long has it been for us that we wanted to say, can we get a O-line for our quarterback?
Right. And it was tough because, a lot of his scrambling was due to necessity, And we were like, we needed him to be safe so he could be able to make the correct reads, blah, 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 win the game. And now for our – because, last year the line was fluctuating.
It was a Band-Aid. It
was just a Band-Aid for real. So for us to draft our rookie and for him to come in and fill that void and seamlessly, the whole season.
First season together. Yes, John.
First season. So that just goes to, it's the first season, people. It only gets better.
Yeah.
And, it only gets better.
And, of course, we're not going to, I'll say this about the draft. Yes, we're going to need to sign a center, right? We're going to need, because Mitch Moore said he wants to come back, which is fine. Yeah. And I think they probably want him back because the connection that Josh and him has. You don't really want to mess that up. But I mean, you got Ryan Bates also can play center. Ryan Bates can play along that line, every position on that line, on that offensive line, he can play. Hi, baby. But just mess me up. It's fine. But I mean, my point is this. I just love the fact that our O-line finally, the Buffalo Bills finally have an O-line. And I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, super happy.
Yeah.
Super happy about that.
So we're going to get into... So last season, Mike and I came with a segment, and it's called Care or Care Less. So this is when Mike and I... Today we're only going to do one because I didn't even pose it to you. I forgot to tell you about it.
Right.
We got topics where we put up maybe two or three topics and we talk about... Do we care or do we care less? So we're going to start today because it's the off season. So here we go. It's care
or care less. Yeah.
So, again, I said this probably the last time we speak about this. But do you care or care less that Diggs didn't talk to the reporters after the game?
No.
Because he still hasn't said anything.
What is there to say?
So here's my thing. Shonda had something here.
They counted us.
They could have counted us out of 6-6. We made it to 11-6. And I'll say well done for sure.
Well done, yeah.
Careless. We got a lot of careless. Okay.
We're not doing that drama this year, man. We're not.
Okay.
We're not. I'll say this.
I'm not that I care. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound like I care.
Okay.
Why is it? Why is it?
Yeah.
Every time, like, something happens, they lose, right? They lose. You see Josh Allen up there. You see Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer up there. Hell, you see Shakir talking. Mm-hmm. Where are you, bro?
Where's Diggs?
That's it. That's all.
And the last thing I'm in the business for, I love Diggs, but I'm not with the drama queen stuff. We understand that everybody, the goal that you have, everybody has it.
Yeah.
So not only are you upset, everybody's upset, sir. Everybody took this on the chin. Even your brother.
But not even that, Mike.
We put the ass to your brother.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He can't say nothing.
Your brother better.
he better be like, hey, man, can I come join y'all? That's what he should do.
Oh, my God. Somebody said he really had to go use the bathroom. Thomas. I mean, that's a good point. That's just his character. He'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He takes it tough because he's a guy that probably loves hard. Like he puts his all into this. So sometimes it's different for me to decompress than it would be for others, I think.
Okay, but let me ask you this then. Okay, and I'm being devil's advocate. I don't really care. Right. I can care less. But if everybody else had to talk about, like Shakir had to talk about the, not really drop, because he didn't drop the pass, it didn't go to him.
Right.
But if other guys have to come out and say, you know, this, and we could have done better, right, this. I
we
just need
come
to
on
hear
as a
from.
Unit.
You didn't play well, buddy.
If we're a team throughout the season, we have to be a team during these interviews. And if everybody's out here doing interviews, you have to do the same. And it's not easy, but you got to do the tough questions. And that's it.
Yeah, but I just don't like the fact that you're asking Josh about Diggs. I'd be like, shit, I don't know. Go at like,
right.
I know
talk
I can't
to that
say
man.
That. But
right.
You know
talk
what I mean?
To that man, but yeah, they don't want to hear that. Because at the end of the day, it's his, like you said, it's his prerogative. He takes it serious. And, you know, who knows? I wouldn't want to talk to him either. It's annoying. You know?
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's not the
I mean, that's
thing.
A good point because the snap count went down, Shonda. She said it was a Davis target every snap.
Yeah.
Brady was putting the ball around. So, yeah.
Like, and you should be happy that everybody else was really getting things going, you know what I'm saying? And winning games. It didn't have to be solely on you and Allen all the time.
But I guess this is my thing when this upcoming season is to see how Brady will spread this ball around. Right. I don't need it to be more of digs, because we've seen Shakir. Shakir has stepped up. So it could be Shakir.
Yes.
I mean, it could be Cook, Kincaid, Dawson Knox. Like, we're going to see hopefully this ball spread around more. And, here's the thing. Diggs, if you're upset, I'm sorry. And not even that. There's going to be a rookie come in as well.
Yeah, so not only did you have competition with these other guys, now you're having competition with a whole new fresh guy.
Absolutely. So, and yes, the go go.
And it's not like he's not doing his thing, but towards the end of the season, he was not. So he has nothing to say because at the end of the season, Diggs had a bunch of drops that are super unlike him, and you can only put that on yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
You know, because those are your hands.
No, yes, definitely. So we're going to go around the league. I'm not going to do the whole music or whatever. John said, uh-oh, did I have it? I did not. John said.
He told me that when he dropped that pass, he threw, I don't know if that, to Josh. Like,
yeah,
Josh
he threw,
didn't just throw him.
He did so. So I don't, I think people are taking this, what he did, because he threw the ball.
He
You've
said
seen it.
This close. He said this
close. This close. Was he wasn't saying close. It to Josh, though.
No, he was saying it about himself.
He was saying it to him. Josh, it was this close that all. Yeah.
I almost had it.
Josh. Everybody's taking it as you're saying Josh missed you on an open shot. It wasn't that. It was the opposite. When I seen it, I took it as the opposite.
Right. I don't know. See, everybody shouldn't have the internet. I said
you
that.
You said that several times.
It's like, what else would you interpret it as? Like, and he was smiling. He was like, that close. You know, because he knew that was the one.
Because the safety had fell.
Yeah.
What the safety fell.
On, you know, when
and if he would have caught that ball in stride, that was a touchdown.
Touchdown. So he knew it. He knew it. That's why he was like this close. He understood. So at the end of the day, when he does talk, I think he'll take full responsibility and accountability for his actions and his shortcomings.
Yeah.
He's just not ready to talk about them.
Yeah, I get it. So around the league, so we had some football last weekend.
We did.
And thank
did.
You, John. Always do what John did like you, and share. Tell a friend. Tell your mama. Tell your cousin. Tell your auntie.
Yeah,
tell somebody.
Tell your auntie's husband's ex-wife. You know a lot of people. All of them.
Okay. All of them.
Yes. Grab.
So the Ravens, whose first game was it? It was the Ravens against the Chiefs.
The Ravens against the Chiefs. Yes.
Wow.
Doo doo. MV poop.
So you mean to tell me I was supposed to be excited for that game? No disrespect.
Right.
No disrespect.
Oh. Well, I got some.
What?
I got some disrespect.
Oh, you got some? Okay.
That was disgusting.
Where did Lamar go? Because
that looked like Sam Darnold.
I don't know what happened. Oh, you said Sam Darnold. Oh, God. I don't know what happened. So Chiefs came out, scored. Chiefs went down there and scored like it was nothing. That was the number one defense in the NFL.
So they said it is.
The Chiefs just ran down their throat.
Yeah.
So then, All right. 1, 2, 3 out. The Ravens, they got the ball. They scored 7-7.
Right.
But did someone tell Lamar not to run this game?
It seemed like they just put the brakes on him. And I didn't understand that because your feet is what got you here, sir.
He stopped running.
Yeah, he stopped. He stopped. And I didn't understand it.
So I'm watching the game, and I'm like, there's a lane there. Lamar,
especially when they showed him like little overviews. I mean, Lord Jesus, sir. You
wouldn't even have to tell Josh twice to run.
Listen, he gone. Before you say, oh, you could pew.
Yeah. It definitely. Oh, hold on. Like Shonda said, I agree. It was disappointing. It was very disappointing.
Very disappointing, to say the least.
And then Zay Jones with the mistake. And again, these are rookies.
Hey, that rookie shows up, don't it?
It does. The rookie shows up.
When you least expect it, the rookie shows up. Yeah. And it can sting you. Ooh, Lord. And they stung.
Ultimately, though, I thought Zay Flowers, I said Zay Jones, my bad. Zay Flowers ultimately had a great season.
Oh no, he had a great. Lamar had a great season.
Everybody yes,
on their team had a great season until they got to the thing and got thanged because that's yes, what they do.
Yes. You know, Thomas said I didn't watch the game, but I did bet and won. Really good for you.
Nice, nice. See, so you got something out of it because
watching. He said I will not be watching the Super Bowl either. I can't stand to see Taylor over.
God,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, I know, I know.
We so, don't do that.
Yeah, the Swifties. I listen. Oh,
is that their names, or you just did that?
No, they're called the Swifties.
Oh, okay. I don't like that.
I don't know how I feel about this whole thing. I'm just go.
Say
away.
It. You're suspicious.
Just go.
You're
away.
Suspicious because this is. It looks like a debacle. It's a hot mess. I don't like it. It smells like somebody's cheating. And so, it's somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like
it. So I'm just rooting for the Niners.
Hey, listen. I think everybody's rooting for the Niners at this point. The whole world
yeah,
is rooting for the Niners. So we're done. We're done with him.
I don't know we're if done. That's a – hey, the NFL won – like, they are capitalizing on this whole
Swift. Oh, Swift?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
never had. They never had to cross between – music and
have you seen the revenue?
Live.
Have you seen the revenue?
Tons. They go
it's
for her
crazy.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm watching a game, whatever, and we're gonna talk about the 49ers game too. I'm saying to myself, "Oh, she gonna be in the halftime show somewhere."
So hey, somehow.
You're not just gonna put that man, mega star like and just show her every time he makes a catch. Like every time he made a catch, here she go. Oh my
just
god! Oh my yeah, god! I was just like, what?
I want.
Are we watching football? Are we watching the concert?
I wanted her to fall softly, like over a seat. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm, I really did.
Yes, this that. So this rookie that was
Brock. Yo, that right there,
rookie.
That, right there was the rookie. He pulled out the rookie card on his back pocket like, fire!
Yeah. Not even that, Mike. So the man fell. He pushed him over and then pushed the ball. I was like, oh,
he
my.
He spun the ball, and then he did something in his face. And I'm like, well, they weren't going to call it.
Now they are.
Now they, oh, you try. Boy.
Because wasn't he down like at the 4 or 5 or something like that?
The 4. The 4-yard line. T. He would have had to have security walk him to the car after the game, T.
No.
I'd have got him. He would have.
Oh.
He would have had it. I'd have got him. I'd have got him. I'm in the parking lot, little buddy. Huh? Yeah.
But here's the thing, Mike. You got to give it, like, they stopped running the ball. They only, their running backs only touched the ball 6 times.
Which is amazing. That is
they're a sense, running team.
Right. Like, how?
Did you say, no.
Nope.
Not today.
We got
today,
a new plan for the playoffs. We got a new plan.
You said, mm-mm.
We got a new plan.
Ditch that.
Mm-mm.
Lamar's going to throw the ball. Huh? That's dumb. You got to give it to, you got to give, I don't like to give it to Kansas City, but that defense
don't
showed
do
up again.
Don't do it.
Stupid. Are we bitter fans? We are.
I hate this. I hate this. Word up, man.
All right, so let's go to the 49ers game because I'll just say this. Detroit was waving bye-bye to the fans. Bye-bye-bye.
What a display of ass. Like, how do you even blow a 17-point lead in 8
minutes?
Up,
was it 24 at the half? 24 to what? 7 at the
they
half?
Was up, they was up. It was 7, maybe. They was up 17 points and blew a 17-point lead in 8 minutes in the third quarter. Like this.
Yeah.
Gone. I was like, okay. Okay. Right. Oh, no. They're going to. Okay. Nothing.
Yeah, Camo did get in his own way. I love the fact that he is very aggressive. I like it.
But at to what To what end, T?
I know.
To what end? You can do it, but you can't do it every time. And you have to do it circumstantially, right? And in this circumstance, we're in the playoff. We ain't been here 32 years.
I know.
I ain't never seen a bowl. I eat my cereal like out of my hand. I ain't never seen a bowl.
Yeah.
And you go ahead and you doing regular season stuff?
I know. I felt so bad for them. I felt.
Oh, God.
I was still.
That's going to come from Detroit winning this game is going to be.
Oh, you thought what's name was going to do an album?
Yes. It's going to be iconic. The music that we're going to get. Oh, it's going to change the metaverse. Like, I was on that, D. I swear to God. Like, I was really like.
You're like, Eminem's coming back.
It's going to be a double album. Let's go.
Oh my God!
I was with it, but it didn't work.
Yeah, this is just a rematch of a Super Bowl that I didn't care about watching the last time it happened. Mm-hmm. And Julian said this: Chiefs are just a new Patriots destiny. They're winning another ring. I don't.
Yeah, Julian, and you know what though? I, for one, want to see that not happen. just because I can't stand them. So I, for one, want to see that crushed. And hopefully we will. And hopefully San Francisco and all those fellas over there tear it up. Kudos to them. They played their asses off all season.
Yeah. They're back, though. They have a young team.
They'll be back. And it'll be us to have to face next time.
Yeah. I don't know. I was excited about seeing maybe a new team in there, more of like Detroit in there. Sick of seeing the Chiefs. And I guess it's coming from a Bills fan. It's just coming from a fan of football. Like, I'm sorry, Mahomes. Yeah. I'm sick of seeing you. Sorry. And no, you're not the not the next Tom Brady. I'm so sick of that, too.
He's not at all.
No.
Tom is diabolical. You don't have that.
Tom is here.
Yeah, Tom is way up there. You have to chase that man.
No.
Chase him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Right. Julian, I'm not mad at the Chiefs.
You're 7-3-4. Yeah, I know. We have the upper. Well,
we're 3-4 against them.
But I don't care about none of that. We need to be worried about those playoff wins. That's what the ones that matter. The regular season don't even matter.
Here's the thing about the hump or getting over the hump. Yes, it exists, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I mean, I know everybody want to blame Sean McDermott for this last game, but I don't know if Sean McDermott threw the ball and they didn't catch the ball. So execution is what happened. Explosive plays that mm-hmm. they didn't capitalize on. We could say three plays in general that didn't happen.
There's a key one that he was responsible for that was retarded, and you can say it. You know what I'm talking about.
What's
that fake punt.
I mean, yes.
Dumb.
You want to give your offense the opportunity to stay on the field, and also right. to you didn't trust your punter. So mm-hmm. yes. That yeah, right there, I absolutely will say that. And go Bills. Thank you.
Go Bills.
Woo. We got a lot of go Bills, a lot of new faces. Thank you guys.
Welcome.
Yes. Give Mahomes a different. I get what you're saying, but we can't do that.
That's deep in the hot pocket of hate. And we don't
want to
do that.
I'm with you though.
No, I'm with you.
Grant, I'm with you.
I am in there with you, but at this point, I can recognize it and say, you know what? I ain't going to do that. It is what it is. At the end of the day, I'm just, as every year, I'm excited to see what's next.
Like, you know, this year, I'm not going to lie to you. So, and we're going to leave it on very soon. So, this year, yes, we lost, but it wasn't, Like, I'm excited for this season coming up. I'm, like, excited. Last season, I was mourning the whole freaking off season. Like, it was nasty.
We did.
Right?
It don't feel the same. Like, I'm not as, like, oh, like, just down. Like you said, I'm excited. I think we're excited to see what's next, what the story holds, because the pieces that we had, what will keep people who showed up and showed out, what we keep is going to be nice. So
yeah.
I have,
and we're getting younger.
We're getting younger, and I love it. The coaches that we're bringing up, everything looks good. We'll get our new OC with a full year, ready to see what he has to offer. There's a lot of pieces that's going to excite us coming up in this upcoming year. It's Kincaid's second year.
Osai's second
year. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's all these guys. Bernard's second year behind there. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So it's a lot of people that are
Cook. Like, I want to see what Shakir does.
Right. I'm excited to see what they do with the defensive line. I know I'm sure we're gonna keep Daquan Jones.
Yeah. And we're gonna actually talk about that next week, because I wanna see where you're at when it comes to the defense, like who's gonna be gone, who we're gonna extend. Right. Like, the contracts are up. But, yeah, so like Julian said, please like and share and subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's Not Your Average Podcast on in the 716. I didn't know. It's right there. In the 716. Go over to the YouTube channel, guys. Please like, subscribe to our channel. Anything helps us out with the algorithms. But we're going to get out of here, I think.
Yes. Another great pod under the belt. We appreciate every – what did I say? Everybody. That's T. T is
it's rubbing off.
I don't like how it's contagious. My lips feel like it got syrup on them. Appreciate everybody stopping by on this journey with us, that's been through these pods with us, having fun, laughing, and is enjoying our company, and we enjoy yours. So without further ado, if you didn't know where you was, it's in red, really clear. But I'll reiterate, I'm Mike, that's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shot 143, and this has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it. Go Bills. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Good people. You too. Thank you. Peace out.
This has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with T and Mike, only on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Here we go. Hey, everything on three. Number three. One on three. One, two, three. Let your average podcast. That gets me going, man.
Do me a favor. Say a prayer and tip a cold one. Go Bills.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.